Very simple tonight because we've come here for a reason. We want Jesus to heal us. Amen. Now, all this weekend, we've set it apart. These are just going to be healing services every day, and we're going to enjoy. Amen. Now, you've never met Pastor Dag Mills before. Most of you have never heard of him before, but I've told you about him. And I will tell you that as you get to know him, we have found a new long-term friend. These folks, they're like us. He says, we need to preach the gospel. Amen. They love to get people saved. They love to preach the gospel to the poor. These are good, good, good people. Can we open up our hearts and welcome Pastor Dag Mills tonight? And his very handsome son, who is not yet married.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much. Please be seated. Thank you. It's an honor to be here tonight. And before I say anything, I want my beautiful wife of 27 years to say hello to everyone. And so please welcome her.
Hallelujah. It's a joy to be here in the Philippines. This is my first visit ever, and it's been a good experience so far. We feel very at home, and we've been wondering where you've been all these years, but it's good to find the right family and to be in your midst. And I also want to salute Dr. Samuel and his wife and all of you pastors and their families who stand to serve with them. Thank you for the warm reception, and thank you for the honor of asking us to be here. I trust that the Holy Spirit will be at work all these 3 days, and we shall all be touched. God bless you, and may we all never be the same again.
Thank you, thank you. Wow. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thanks so much for your power that is here. Thank you for your healing miracles. Thank you that every need is met. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us today. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to know you, Jesus. What a blessing it is to serve you. Father, we welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome your healing angels. Welcome your power here tonight. Here and in every campus that is part of this service. We give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It is a blessing to be here. I want to thank Pastor David for inviting me to be here in Manila with you. I bring you greetings from Ghana, West Africa, where we live. And Pastor David Samuel has been a blessing. I've known him for many years through Church Growth Conference. And I learned a lot from him that we've applied in our church. And I'm sure when he comes to Ghana, he'll find out that we have learned a lot from you here in Manila. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Great. I like some feedback to know that you are still around. Hallelujah. How many of us know that Jesus is a healing Jesus?
Amen.
Do you believe in miracles here?
Yes.
Wow, that's powerful. We believe in miracles, and we have to believe in miracles because Jesus is a healing Jesus all the time. Amen. I have a few books I want to introduce. I've written a number of books. This one says, Understanding Your Quiet Time. I believe every Christian should have a quiet time every day with the Lord. And a good Christian must meet with the Lord every day. Amen. So I wrote this powerful book because it's one of the greatest secrets of a good Christian life. Amen. And introduced this book about the anointing. It says, catch the anointing. How many want to be anointed? Wow. Better get the Holy Spirit. Steps to the anointing. Many, many books, especially pastors, loyalty and disloyalty. We need to have loyal churches, loyal people, faithful people. This one is those who pretend. There are people who pretend to be loyal but are not loyal. And this book will identify them. If you are one, you'll be exposed by this book. Those who accuse you. There are people who are specializing in accusing people. Accusing the pastor, criticizing the pastor, criticizing the pastor's wife, fighting in the church. This book is a bomb to bomb you out. This one is called Those Who Are Dangerous Sons. If Pastor David Samrell has been here for 35 years, is your pastor, many of you are his children. You are his sons and his daughters. And you must not be a dangerous son. A pastors who have been appointed here and have been made into pastors, trained up, you're all sons. Now, Absalom was a son, Absalom, but he was a dangerous son. Do you have Absaloms in Manila? People who attack their own fathers. Absalom attacked David. That's what made him a dangerous son. So this book is for that. And those who leave you. There are people who leave churches and cause a whole lot of problems. You know? And you may think it's just okay to leave. But leaving with an evil spirit is the wrong thing. And that's what Jesus taught us in the story of the prodigal son. The younger son took his journey into a far country and wasted his life there. But after some time, he said, I will arise and I will go back to my father and I will say, Father, I have sinned. All right? He sinned by leaving his father's house and wasting he sinned against his father. All that he did was wrong. So those who leave, this is a book specially for them. Do you have such things in Manila? People who leave churches, cause a whole lot of problems, try to attack the pastor, attack the church, those who leave you. So I wrote a book for each of these enemies of the church. Wow. Because a book is a bomb, I tell you. Bombs out these people. Those who are ignorant. It is ignorant people who attack the church and try to divide the church. Many years ago, there was a pastor and he had an assistant. And at a point, the assistant felt so important that he said to a friend, he said, I'm going to leave the church. And when I leave, the pastor is finished. Because the pastor was a missionary and from another country, but he was a local person. And he said, when I leave, the pastor is finished. You know, but that is ignorance. All right? And that is not why the work of God works, because of the grace of God and the power of God. So this guy left. And to his amazement, the pastor went from strength to strength. And today, if I mention the name of this person, everybody here will know him. I don't want to mention his name, but I read it in his biography. Everyone here would know him, because your leaving cannot destroy a man of God and cannot destroy a church. Can I have an amen from somebody?
Amen.
Yeah. It's your ignorance that you are manifesting. So you got to be careful. Those who are ignorant. And those who forget. Another dangerous group in the church. These are all topics under loyalty and disloyalty. I wrote them because I have many churches and many pastors. So, those who forget. You know, many of us here have been pastored for years, preached to. Pastor just finished giving a powerful message just for the offering. You know, you had a blessing right there. about receiving good advice. And there are many here who've been married. Your weddings were blessed. Your lives are changed. You've been visited at home by pastors. You know, many things have been done for you. But there are people who forget all that is done for them. Like Judas. Judas was chosen from the crowd. And he was one of the 12. But he forgot when he wanted some money. Judas saw the miracles Jesus did. Judas saw how powerful Jesus was. He saw Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead after 4 days. But he forgot when he wanted 30 pieces of silver. Wow. So those who forget are very dangerous people. It's like they don't seem to remember anything. Anything that has been done for them. What has happened in the church. How you've been prayed for. How you've been preached to. They don't remember. Very, very dangerous. So I wrote a book for such people. Because I'm sure you have such people here in the Philippines. Do you have those who forget here? Wow. And this one, Loyalty and Disloyalty. Many, many powerful books that I believe will be a blessing to you. Amen. Today I want to share with you about Jesus. A pastor says I should just have fun. And then we're going to pray. Amen. How many believe that your God is going to touch your life? Today, tomorrow, the day after. Every day is a miracle day. Amen. And at the end of these 3 days, you are going to see the power of God practically in your life. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
I want you to turn with me. I'm preaching about Jesus, the Savior and the Healer. Jesus, the Savior and the Healer. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Savior and the Healer. All right? Now, Jesus Christ is not... Jesus is many things, and you must receive him as such. For instance, I am a pastor, but I'm also a doctor. You can receive me as a pastor, and you can also receive me as a doctor. Depending on what you think I am, I will do what you want me to do. And if you don't receive me as a doctor, I will keep my medical knowledge to myself. Some places, and to some people, I'm a father. Like, I'm the father. And I'm a friend also to some people. So it depends on how you receive me. And that depends on what you are going to receive. All right? So we must receive Jesus in two main ways. We must receive him as the Savior and a healer. And if you receive him as a Savior and a healer, he's going to save you and he's going to heal you. If you see him as only a Savior, then he will not be a healer. Because the Bible says you must receive the prophet in the name of a prophet. Like, receive him as what he really is. Okay, so Luke chapter 2 and verse 11. It says, "For unto you this day in the city of David..." Luke 2 verse 11. "Unto you this day, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Hallelujah. "Which is Christ the Lord." Amen. Jesus is a Savior. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." All right. So expect to be saved by Jesus Christ. Don't just think of yourself as joining or being in a religion. Jesus Christ is a Savior of our lives. Amen. So what did Jesus Christ come to save us from? What is he saving us from? Okay. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20 tells us exactly what Jesus is saving us from. Matthew 1 verse 20. "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife." In other words, don't be afraid to take this lady, Mary, as your wife. Because there are some ladies you must be afraid to marry them. And so the angel knew that there are some people you must be afraid to marry them. Because when you marry them, you're going to have trouble after trouble. Is it not true? You don't have such things in Manila. That's why the angel said, fear not to take Mary. Because you must be afraid. A lady who is telling you that she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Hey! It can be a very dangerous person. Do you have people becoming pregnant by a spirit? So the angel was calming Joseph down and saying, don't be afraid to take this woman as your wife. Okay? For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. This is what Jesus came to save us from our sins. Amen. Today there is a new gospel that Jesus Christ came to save us from troubles. He came to save us from poverty. He came to save us from all kinds of things that we want to preach about. All right? But the Bible is telling us what Jesus came to save us from. Jesus came to save us from our sins. Our problem is our sins. That's the problem that we have as human beings. We have a problem. Our problem is our sin. And you may not know till you go to a prison. You know, one time I went to a prison in Liberia. I was having a crusade. And when I got to the prison, I'd never seen that before, but there was a board at the entrance of the prison. And the total number of prisoners was written there. So I think there were like 400 prisoners. And they had written the sins of everybody. They said there was, I think, about 3 people who were murderers. So 3 people were there for murder. Then about 200 of them were there for, I don't know, telling lies or something. Others were there for rape. Some were there for stealing. Okay? And so everybody's sins were written there. Now, as I thought about the sins, I said, wow, these people in prison have only one prayer. And that prayer is to come out of the prison. People in prison don't pray for cars. People in prison don't pray for husbands and wives. People in prison don't pray for jobs. People in prison pray just to come out of the prison. And what put them in the prison? Why are they in there? They are there because of their sins. Hey! And that is the problem we as human beings have from Manila all the way to Ghana, to Alaska, to China. We have a problem, and the problem is our sins. And that is why God sent Jesus Christ to come into this world to save us from our sins. Yes, that's what he came to save us from. Because the sin is the reason for our imprisonment in whatever condition we are in. Whether the prison of whatever, it is our sins which have brought all the problems into our lives. There was no problem in this world before. There was no fear until Adam and Eve sinned. And there came in all the evil that we are seeing today, came through the sin. And all of us have that problem. Even after we are saved, you can see the sinful flesh and the sinful nature is fighting with us every day. Amen. Some people think you are very good. But when I looked at the list of sins and crimes that these prisoners had committed, I realized that we are all guilty. How many have told a lie before? Raise your hand. In this section, I want to see. Those at the back, okay. How about this side? Can I see? Wow. Hey. Let me check. How many will say you have, can you say you've told more than 100 lies since you were born till today? Raise up your hand. In the choir, can I see your hand, please? Wow. What about this side? Wow. What about here? Hey. Philippines is full of liars. Manila is full of lies. Raise up your hand. 100 lies. Even the pastors are raising their hands. Just like the prisoners, you know that you are a liar. How many have stolen something before, since you were born? Choir. Hey! How many have stolen chicken from your mother's kitchen before? Raise your hand. You were tasting. What about this side? How many have stolen something before? All this side are full of thieves. What about this side? Wow. So you see, what does that make you? A liar and a what? A thief. So we are sitting in church, liars, full of liars and thieves. Number three, how many have been jealous before? On this side. You've never been jealous before. Raise your hand if you've been jealous before. What about this side? Have you been jealous before? Hey! What about this side? Pastor is raising his hand. Jealousy. Wow. What about this side? Full of jealousy. What about here? So what does it mean? It means that Manila is full of jealous liars and thieves. How many have committed fornication before? Ooh. Do you know fornication? You don't know what fornication is? Sex, when you are not married, you have sex with somebody. What do you call it here? Premarital sex. Okay. How many have had premarital sex before? You don't want to raise your hand. You are adding one more lie to your 100 lies. So it's become 101 lies. 101. Hey! The Bible says if you look at a woman and lust after her, you have already done it. How many here have done premarital looking at somebody with lust in your eyes? They've become 102 lies. So you see that we are full of sin, and the sin is bringing evil into our lives. All the problems we have are coming from our mistakes and our sins. Hallelujah. And that is why Jesus Christ came into this world. He came to save us from our sins. Hallelujah. And that is the gospel. God so loved the world. He loved us so much. And he knows the problem that we have. And you cannot see this problem except you go to prison and you see people in prison. You realize they have one problem. And the problem is the mistake they have made and the sin they have committed is what keeps them in the prison. I tell you, it's not that they are poor. It's not that they have any sickness or anything. They have a problem. The problem is they did something, and that thing is what is keeping them in that place. And that is why God sent his son. He loved us so much, and he did not want us to pay for our sins. Because I tell you, the wages of sin is death. The wages, that means the payment for your sins, is for you to die. Those guys in prison, you and I deserve to be there as well. Because we are all sinners. We can't sit here and say we have not told lies, lusted, been jealous, been wicked. That is a human being. And that is why Jesus came into this world. And that is what I'm telling you. And so today, if you believe in Jesus, all your sins can be washed away. Hallelujah. And you can be made into a new person. And your name can be written in the book of life. And you can be registered. Not because you are good, but because he is kind. He is merciful and his blood is available for you. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Amen. Now, Jesus is not only the Savior, but he is also a healer. Amen. Now, why do we say Jesus is a healer? There is a wonderful prophecy about Jesus that he would be the Son of Righteousness. If you can turn with me to Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. I love this prophecy. It's the last, in the last part of the Old Testament and the last chapter and almost the last verse of the last chapter of the Old Testament. Whenever I meet a Jew, I always want to refer them to this because the Jewish Bible ends in Malachi. The Jewish Bible ends in Malachi. It starts from Genesis up to Malachi, and then they don't have the New Testament. But in the last verse of the last, one of the last verses in the last chapter, there is a great prophecy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the prophecy. It says, but to you who fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Hallelujah. All right. So there was a prediction, a great prophecy at the end of the Old Testament that somebody was going to come and the characteristic of the person was going to be healing in his wings. Amen. So if you are here tonight, you must believe in Jesus as the one who was predicted to come, the one with healing in his wings. Amen. Why would you say that it's characteristic of Jesus? Because all the people before Jesus did not have miracles. No, you know, they didn't do miracles of healing. Yeah. Abraham had no miracles of healing. Isaac had no miracles of healing. Jacob didn't do any miracles of healing. Joshua didn't do healing miracles. During the time of the kings, Elijah did one miracle for somebody to have a child. Elisha also had one miracle for a lady to have a child. Isaiah did not do any healing. Jeremiah did not do healing. Ezekiel did not have healing. Habakkuk did not have healing. Obadiah did not have healing. Haggai did not have healing. None of the prophets had healing. There were no healings. There were no healing. They would prophesy. They would declare, this is what is going to happen. Isaiah would declare. Jeremiah would declare. Ezekiel would declare. They would prophesy, and their prophecies were correct. But nobody healed anybody. Then the last thing, in the last chapter of the Old Testament, comes the prophet, and he says, I predict that there is coming a Son of Righteousness. Hallelujah. That is Jesus. And this character, the characteristic you should look out for is that he will have healing in his wings. Hallelujah. And so Jesus came on the scene. Jesus came on the scene and started his preaching. Wonderful preaching. Wonderful and amazing preaching. And wonderful things he started to do. And then for the first time in Israel, they started to see fantastic miracles. In every single department, there were miracles. And that was the big characteristic about Jesus. That there were miracles in every possible area that a person could have miracles. That is why when John the Baptist was in prison, he sent a message to ask Jesus, are you the one who is here to come, or should we expect somebody else? And the answer that Jesus sent back to John the Baptist, Jesus didn't say yes or no. Jesus didn't say, I'm the one. He said, tell John the Baptist that the blind are seeing, the deaf are hearing, the lame are walking, the dead are raised, and John the Baptist will know who I am. John the Baptist will know, as soon as you tell John the Baptist these things are happening, then he will know that I am the Son of Righteousness who was predicted that would come into this world. Jesus is the person who did miracles in every area. And today, I want you to expect miracles in every area of your life. In the ophthalmology department, do you know ophthalmology? Eye department? He opened the eyes of the blind. Yeah. He opened the eyes of the blind. Wow. I tell you, no mean feat. One time Stevie Wonder, you know Stevie Wonder? I just called to say I love you, Stevie Wonder. He came to our church one time and he came to my office and he sat by me. And I asked him, how did you get blind? I asked him, how did you become blind? And he told me, from birth, like blind Bartimaeus. And I thought to myself, here is somebody living in California with all the best possible medical care and medical help that there could be for anybody in the world. And they cannot give him back his sight. And Jesus met blind Bartimaeus 2,000 years ago. All these are historical things. And blind Bartimaeus was blind from his birth. And he asked, Jesus asked him, what do you want? He said, I want to see. I want to see. I don't want money. I don't want anything from you. I want to see. And Jesus opened his eyes. Wow. People couldn't believe. In the eye department, in the orthopedic department, Jesus did miracles. Do you know orthopedics? It has to do with legs and bones. Remember the paralytic man who came down through the roof? Wow. Couldn't walk. The lame walked. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. In the orthopedic department, Jesus healed. In the dermatology department, do you know dermatology? Dermatology is skin. Skin diseases. In the skin department, leprosy. He healed lepers. You all know the stories. 10 lepers. He would heal 2 lepers. 10 lepers. This was a skin condition. All right? Infections. This would be the infectious diseases department. Jesus healed the lepers. But I would say that leprosy is like the incurable disease of today. That's cancers, Ebola, HIV, connective tissue disorders like lupus and things like that, which have no cure, because anyone who was a leper in those days was called the living dead. You know, so that when you have certain cancers, like you are alive, but everybody knows you are going to die. It's like you've been given some days or some time to die. So you are called the living dead. They don't say to you that you are living dead, like you are dead but alive. You understand what I'm talking about? But the lepers were called living dead in the Bible. That's the incurable diseases. Jesus healed the incurable diseases. How many believe that Jesus is still alive? Jesus is alive. Hey, he's a healing and a powerful Jesus. He's the savior of our sins and he's also our healer. And this was the big prophecy that the last verse, almost the last verse in the Old Testament, there is coming a son of righteousness, and the characteristic of this man is that there will be healing in his wings. And he started to do all these things. Then the ear, nose, and throat department, ENT. You know that department? He healed the deaf. The deaf. They couldn't hear. Two deaf men followed Jesus. He healed them. He healed people in their ears. Then the gynecology department. Now you see, you would think that Jesus is a multi-specialist. You remember the woman with the issue of blood? This woman was bleeding for 12 years. You know, if you are a woman, you're supposed to bleed for 3 days, 5 days, and stop bleeding. But this woman was bleeding continuously for 12 years. She must have developed several other problems, like anemia, heart failure, and so many other things. And Jesus healed her. She could have been suffering from fibroids. She could have been suffering from hormonal problems. She could have been suffering from ovarian conditions, all kinds of conditions. Jesus healed her. Which other department do you want? Mental department. Hey, psychiatry. Jesus met the madman of Gadara. Hey, I tell you, I mean, he was like moved from women's department, mental department, orthopedic eye, anything. That is why we say he's a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Rapha. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Mental department. He healed the madman of Gadara. Hey! A man walking naked. Totally naked like a banana without the covering. Do you have such things in the Philippines? We still have it, isn't it? Yes. No, you would have thought that 2,000 years later, you would never see a man walking naked like this. But these are the conditions that are on the earth today. And it shows you the Bible is true today. All over the world, we have people taking off their clothes, walking around because they've gone bonkers, they've gone completely mad. But Jesus, you know, and these people, they can't be healed easily. We give them drugs to make them calm, just make them a bit sleepy so that they don't cause much problem. But Jesus, when the man saw Jesus, he ran to Jesus. He ran to Jesus and knelt down. Wow. Every demonic power in you will bow to Jesus today. Yeah. I said every demonic power in your life will bow to Jesus today. Yeah. Then to the pediatric department. Do you know pediatric department? Yeah. Children. Children. People brought their children to Jesus all the time. Children's diseases. Children's conditions. The Syrophoenician woman brought her daughter. Jairus brought his daughter. So many people brought their children to Jesus. Say, heal my child. You never understand it till you are a parent. When you are a parent, you know why a parent will lift a child and carry the child for healing. When you are a parent, you'll understand it. Yes. Pediatrics department. Which epileptic? That would be the neurology department. Epilepsy. Jesus healed everything. So this proved the prophecy. Hallelujah. This proved the prophecy that Jesus Christ was the Son of Righteousness who was to come with healing in his wings. And finally, the last department, the pathology department. Do you know pathology? Pathology has to do with the dead. Hey! Jesus was really, Jesus was into pathology. Yeah. Jesus was not afraid of dead people at all. I tell you, doctors are, many modern doctors, if you bring a problem in one area, they run away. There are doctors, when they see a problem, they turn their car around and go the other way. They can't. Or sometimes you're on a plane and they ask, is there a doctor on board? Many doctors just sleep. You say, I'm not a doctor. I don't want to know about this problem. Yeah. Jesus was into pathology. Wow. One day there was a lady who was a widow in the city of Nain. When you go to Israel, you see the city of Nain. It's written there. And the woman had her only child and her child was dying. Dead. And Jesus felt sorry for the lady. And he said, let them bring the child. Bring. And he went up to the child. And he said, I say to you, young man, I say unto you, arise. Wow. This is the supreme miracle. Because it's three miracles in one. It's a combination of three miracles. To raise somebody from the dead, Jesus did it three times. That is recorded. It's a combination miracle. Because to raise somebody from the dead, number one, You have to call the spirit of the person from hell or heaven where he's already been registered as a new citizen. He's already registered. He's got his passport and everything. Hell, he's in hell. He's got his new passport, new ID card, everything. Hey! Number two, the body that is decomposed. Because when you die, your body starts to decompose like Lazarus. 4 days he was smelling. So you have to recompose the decomposed body. Because you can't come back to life and be decomposed. You'll be like a Frankenstein. You'll be like a monster. So you have to recompose the body which is decomposed. It's like meat that is smelly. It's gone bad. So you have to heal the meat of the person. The person's meat has to be healed. And then the third thing that has to be done is that the person has to be healed of the disease that he had before he died. Otherwise, when his spirit comes back and is recomposed, he will die again immediately because the disease is still a problem. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. So he needs to be healed. Otherwise, he will just die again immediately. Instant death. Why don't you clap for Jesus properly? Give Jesus a mighty clap offering. Wow! It's a fantastic miracle to raise somebody from the dead. So Jesus Christ, when we say Jesus is the Savior and the healer, is to tell you that Jesus had all this character. This was the characteristic of Jesus Christ and his healing ministry. It was that there was healing. And tonight and today, you must see Jesus as a healer. Yes, you must see Jesus also as a healer, because he's a healing Jesus. Yes, it's true, we don't understand everything about healing. Now, why do you want to understand everything? Do you understand your phone when you use it? How can you speak to somebody in America and he can hear his voice or you can see him, but you use it? It's not everything we understand about healing. Why did some people not get healed? Why did some people get healed? That is not what you should think about. What you should know and think about is the fact that Jesus is a healing Jesus. He is a healing Jesus. There are reasons for things. There are reasons why people don't get healed. I have a book there called Amplify Your Ministry. I've given all the reasons in one of the chapters why people don't get healed. There are many, many reasons. But there are also many reasons why people get healed. And Jesus is a healing Jesus. You see, I am a doctor. So it is more difficult for me to believe in miracles than an ordinary person. Much, because when you say you have a condition, my mind goes to so many things. It's like when somebody says, I'm going to have an operation. Sometimes I've seen the operation before, so I can imagine what they will be doing to you for 12 hours. And I don't feel comfortable about it. So for me to believe in miracles, I tell you, it shows you that miracles are real. Oh yes. Miracles are real. I remember a lady. She came for a service. There were going to be 5 services. She didn't get healed on the first. The pastor announced there's going to be healing on Tuesday and Friday. First Tuesday, she didn't get healed. The next Friday, they prayed for her. Every day, she was skin and bones. She had cancer of the lungs. Cancer of the lungs. She was dying. Cancer of the breast or cancer of the lungs. She was dying. She was just bones. But anyway, so they brought her to church. And I want you to believe God. Everybody who is sick and anybody who is in need of Jesus as a healer, in these 3 days, Jesus is going to touch your life. As the word comes forth and as we pray, Jesus' healing power is here for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Tuesday, they brought her. When there was healing, they carried her to the front. They laid hands on her. Friday, laid hands on her. She went back. The next Tuesday, they brought her. They laid hands on her. Nothing happened. The next Friday, they laid hands on her. The third week, this was a 3-week program. The third week, on the Tuesday, again, they brought her. As soon as the pastor laid hands on her, he entered the spirit and he saw a little monkey sitting on the side of the woman's chest. And he was shocked because he had laid hands on her 5 times. Nothing like that had happened. That's why I say that there are mysteries about healing, which we all don't understand, but why didn't she get healed on the first Tuesday and the next Friday and the next Tuesday and the next Friday? I don't know. And I don't know everything, and we all don't know everything. We just pray. Somebody asked me, do you heal people? I can't heal anybody. I can just pray for people. If I could heal people, I would go right now to the Manila General Hospital and heal everybody there and discharge everyone. The government will be following me to... the doctors may go on strike because I healed everyone and they don't have anything to do. Yeah. If I could heal people, that's what I would do. I can only pray. But many times when I pray, I see God doing wonderful things. And tonight, God is going to do wonderful things here. Hallelujah. If I could heal, I would go to the hospital and heal everybody and discharge everyone. True. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit. So on the fifth day, the Tuesday, the third Tuesday, the pastor laid hands on this lady, and she who was dying, he saw this monkey-like creature sitting on her side. And he said, come off her, and the monkey creature dropped to the ground. And he said, go out of the church. And the monkey thing went all the way down, 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 down. It didn't want to go out of the room. Because many times when evil spirits come out of people, they want to go to somebody else. And he chased the spirit, said, get out! And he went out of the door of the church, but didn't want to go out of the compound. Hey! That's why you must be a strong Christian, because there are evil spirits always seeking to come into you. And he drove the spirit out of the compound, and he saw it going down the road and entered a building, which was a disco, a nightclub. That night, the nightclub caught fire and burnt down. All these things are spiritual. That night, the nightclub caught fire and burnt down. This lady who had cancer and was almost dead, only skin and bones left. This is when we say miracles. This is, you, if you listen as a doctor, you will know that there is no reason this lady suddenly recovered, came back to life, cancer disappeared, she gained all the weight back, and became a normal person and was alive for many years. Why don't you give a clap offering to Jesus for a fantastic miracle? Yes. Spiritual things are real. That is why healing comes from Jesus. I remember a lady in my church. You know, it's a story which, when I remember, I get scared. And that's why I teach her, why you must be a strong Christian. You know, one day, this young girl was on admission in the hospital. She went in for some surgery on her thyroid gland. While she was there, she said she was on admission with another lady. They were on the side ward, so there were only two people in that ward. She said one night, the lady who was lying next to her started having convulsions. Do you understand convulsions? Like fits, epileptic fits, throughout the night, and she died. The lady next to her. And this girl told me, she said, Bishop, the next day, I started having convulsions. She has never had convulsions before in her life. Never. When this lady died, the next day, she started having convulsions. And she died of the convulsions later. Yeah. And clearly, you could see, right from the hospital, that's why those who work in the hospital must be careful. Because things are always coming out. When something kills the people, like the pigs, the demons went into the pig. When something killed, the spirit comes out and is looking for the next person. So tonight, Jesus is not only your savior from your sins, but he's also our healer. And we have to receive him as a healer, and we must believe in him, and we must pray for healing. We must always pray for healing. Always pray for healing. Jesus taught us, always pray for healing, because God's power is available to touch your life, to heal you, and to change you. But the first thing that he does is to save us from our sins. And when Jesus saves you from your sins, then you can start a new life. And then you can look up to him for all these other wonderful blessings. How many want Jesus to save you from your sins and heal you and do all these wonderful things for you? That is why we must go out into the world and tell people about Jesus. Because Jesus is the Savior. He is the only Savior of the Philippines. He is the only Savior of this nation. He is the only healer of this nation. He is the only power that we can trust to save us and to help us. And that's why we must go out and preach about him and talk about him and let people believe and see that he is alive. He is real. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, everybody. I want everybody to close your eyes for a moment. If you are here today, maybe somebody invited you to the service. But you know you are a sinner. You know that you don't know Jesus. If you die today, if you die tomorrow, you don't know whether you go to heaven or to hell. I want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want Jesus to save me from my sins. I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus to save me from my sins and wash away my sins with his precious blood. If you are here like that, listen, that's the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle is to be forgiven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the greatest miracle. It's the greatest miracle. It's the greatest miracle. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you are here tonight, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to go to hell. I know that I am a sinner. And I want Jesus to come into my life. Save me. Change me. Touch me. If you are here like that, you want to give your life to God, you want to be born again, then lift your right hand, just your right hand up high, and I'm going to pray with you. Just your right hand up high. I must go up high. Just your right hand. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. I want to be born again tonight. Maybe somebody invited you here, but deep down in your heart, you know that you are far from God. You want to give your life to him. That's the greatest miracle, to be forgiven, for your sins to be washed away, for you to become a new person. If you are here like that, your hand must be up. Your right hand must be up. God bless you. God bless you. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to do one more thing. Come to me in the front here. Just come to the front here. I want to pray with you right here. Just come. Come. Come all the way. If you lifted your hand, I want my sins to be washed away. I want to give my life to God. God bless you. Come. Come all the way to the front. Wherever you are. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus. Come on, my friend. Come on, young man. Come to God today. Give him your life. Let him have his way. Come on, God wants to save you. Jesus is saving you tonight. Come unto Jesus. What a blessing. He said he has come to save the people from their sins. Come to God tonight. Come to Jesus. Come to the cross. Come unto Jesus. On the other campuses, give your life to him right now. Come to the front and let me pray with you. Come on, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. This is a chance. This is a good opportunity. What a chance. He shall save the people from their sins. 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 Come to Jesus. Come to the cross. Tonight is your night of salvation. Everybody lift your hand and sing it. Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus. Come unto Jesus.
Give him your life.
Give him your life today. Come to him tonight. Come unto Jesus. Let Let him have his way.
Let him have his way.
Now listen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I'm, sometimes when you go to the airport, you hear an announcement. And they say, this is the final call for flight so and so to wherever it's going. This is the last call. Final call. Tonight I want to give you a last chance. Maybe you are standing there, but deep down in your heart, you know that you are far away from God. I want to give you the last chance. Pastor, help me. Pray with me. I want to give my life to God. This is the last call. If you are here, you're still standing there, this is your chance. Come to the front. Lift your hand quickly and come. Come all the way. Come on. Come, my friend. Clap for them and encourage them. Come all the way. Come to God. Come to God. This is your chance to be saved. Give your life to God. This is a chance. Come. Young lady. Young lady. Young man. Come to God. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come, let me pray with you. I want to give my life to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Let him have his way.
All right. Everyone lift your hand in front here and say this prayer with me. I'm going to pray with you. Whatever I pray, I want you to pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For my sins.
For my sins.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For all my wicked ways.
For all my wicked ways.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
I am a liar.
I'm a liar.
I'm a thief.
I'm a thief.
I've done many bad things.
I've done many bad things.
Please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please wash me.
Please wash
with the blood of Jesus.
Wash me
with the blood of Jesus. Lift your hand. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For saving me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For washing me.
For washing me
with your blood.
With your blood.
Please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For writing my name.
For writing my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
From tonight.
From tonight.
Say, from tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to God.
I belong to God.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
And I will serve Jesus.
And I will serve Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Today.
Today.
Now say after me, Satan.
Satan.
Satan. Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I have nothing to do with you again.
I have nothing to do with you again.
Satan.
Satan.
I rebuke you.
I rebuke you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I will not serve you again.
I will not serve you again.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
And I will serve Jesus.
I will serve Jesus.
Lift your two hands and just thank God right now. Just say, thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for accepting me. Thank you for finding me tonight. I love you, Jesus. I thank you. Thank you. Help me to serve you. Help me to follow you. Help me to obey you. Help me to be a good Christian. Help me to serve you. Help me to be in church. Help me to stay in church. Help me to serve you well. Father, I give myself to you. Father, thank you for your wonderful salvation for everybody here tonight. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Now, I believe when we close, what was the plan for the new convert? Should they go back and come after? After? After. Okay. All of you who came forward here, I'm just going to pray for the sick now. But I want you to go back to your seats. And then as soon as we close, all of you who came, we're going to lead you again to the river room. There's a room called the river room right here. Everybody, if you came, how many of you are serious? Are you serious about God? Lift your hand if you are serious about God. When we close, we are going to close in a few minutes. You must come to the river room. Very important. And we're going to meet with you there for a few seconds. Okay? God bless you. Go back to your seats now. Jesus is going to heal us. I believe. How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus? I am the Lord that healeth thee. If you want to stay in front, that's fine. Let's pray.
Your healer. I sent my word and I heal your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
We are praying for the sick now. No one should go home. Nothing. We have not yet closed. It's a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Jesus is here. He's walking up and down these aisles. Amen. And he's touching your life today. He says, I'm the Lord Jehovah Rapha, the specialist. One day Jesus appeared to a man of God in a hospital and told him, always pray for the sick. That is what I believe in. Always pray for the sick. No matter what the condition, pray. And I believe that tonight's prayers are changing your destiny. Do you believe?
Amen.
Amen. Right now, whatever problem you have, put your hands there. There's somebody here with a breast lump cancer or lump or whatever. Jesus is healing you. Eye condition, put your hand on your eyes right now. Any back, there's somebody with back pain. Put your hand there. Whatever problem you have, put your hand there. He's a healing Jesus. Amen. And he's healing us today, tonight. Everyone here is receiving a touch from the Lord. I am the Lord that healeth me. Oh, yes.
I am the Lord, your healer.
Oh.
I sent my word and I healed your disease. I am the Lord, your healer.
You are the Lord that healeth me.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord
that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer.
You sent your word.
You sent your word, and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer.
Father, I thank you for wonderful miracles. Somebody with stomach pain, stomach abdominal condition, put your hand there. Bleeding, problems, just put your hand on your tummy. Jesus is healing. Every curse of darkness, of wickedness, is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. Every death sentence, we cancel and revoke it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your power. Send your healing angels into the midst of the people. Thanks for your miracle power. Thanks for your mercies. Thanks for healing us today. Just place your hand wherever the problem is. Wherever the problem, the power of the Holy Ghost is moving on you right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you that you are such a wonderful healing Jesus. You open the eyes of the blind. You touch every sick person. You minister your power, your mercy into our lives. We receive it now. We receive your mercy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you, blessing for your, thank you, Lord, for your blessing and your power. Just receive it right now. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. Thank you for so many miracles.
You are the Lord, my healer.
Father, I thank you for all the wonderful miracles you've done right now.
Thank you, Father.
Right now, wherever you are, just begin to examine yourself. Whatever you could not do before, just begin to do it. You couldn't see, open your eyes. You couldn't walk, begin to walk. You had a pain, check, the pain is gone. You couldn't hear, God is opening your ears. Receive it now. Power is flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for wonderful things that are happening. Just check yourself right now. The power of the Holy Ghost is here. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise for your wonders, wonders. Somebody with a lamp. The lamp is gone. Check yourself quickly. God's power is in this place. Lord, we lift our hands. We say thank you. Everybody lift your hand and just thank the Lord for wonderful miracles that are taking place. Oh, hallelujah. We give you praise. Yes. You are the Lord. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
That He left me. You are the Lord.
Put your hands down. Close your eyes, everyone. If God has touched you tonight, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear, but now you can hear. Maybe you had a pain, but the pain is gone. Whatever problem, but you can sense that something has happened right now as we are sitting here. Not that it's going to happen in the future, but right now as we stand here, you can sense that God's power has touched you. If God's power has touched you, if something has happened, wherever you are standing, if God has touched you tonight, I want you to just lift up your right hand. If God has touched you, God bless you. Just lift your hand. You can sense that something has happened. Not that you are believing that it will happen in the future, but right now as we stand here, you can see that God has touched you. Just lift your hand quickly. And if you've lifted your hand, I want you to come to me in the front here because I want to pray with you again. If God has touched you, wherever you are, just come. Come all the way to the front again on this side. If God has touched you, just walk to me in the front on this side. Come all the way to this side here. God bless you. Give the Lord a mighty clap of, if God, not that you are expecting it to happen in the future, but right now you can sit. Just stand right here, please. Just help them to stand right on this side. Wherever you are, you can see that something has happened. God has touched you. Come quickly. Come quickly. It's very important. God's power is here. You could not see, but now you can see. You could not walk, but now you can walk. You can sense that something wonderful has happened. Come all the way to this side. I want to pray with you again. Just two lines or three lines. Not this way. Just on this side. Just on this side here. You can sense that something has happened. We're going to pray with you again. The power of God is here. What a blessing. Lift your hand and sing it. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Come on, everybody.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord, my healer.
You sent your word.
You sent your word.